Another way to put it, maybe a little clearer, is the chiluk that we were trying to make yesterday with the Maisa versus the Tashmish. Another way to look at it maybe is this, that it's a question when you say that the Nair is now the entity of the mitzvah, so it has a chal shem mitzvah on it, like the mo'os, it gets a chalos of ma'aser sheni. Is that an idea of bailus of mitzvah or tashmish of mitzvah? But the bailus is still remains intact. In other words, if you say that there's a bailus of mitzvah now, then unless the maisa is a maisa of mitzvah, it violates the bailus of mitzvah in the nair. In other words, questions like this: you say when an entity died, it was my shaman a minute ago. Now I did a mitzvah. I'm doing a mitzvah with it. Right? Now I'm doing a mitzvah with it. Does the mominus of the entity now yotzi from my rishus? It's like it's now has a new. Does the mitzvah? Does the shalosh shem mitzvah chal on the bailus itself? Means say, it's like it's almost like it's not my object. I don't own this object. I don't have any. It's not an entity of my rishus anymore. So it can only be used for actions that are within the same realm of that bailus. It's like another person's thing.
How far does that go, though? I mean,
we don't need to go how far that goes. Let's just get a beginning at least. So that would mean to say that you can only use it for mitzvah, because even an intermediary step to a mitzvah, that's not the mice of the Baal. But what do you say that what? Or do you say no? It's really still my. It's really my nair. It's still my nair. The only thing is, it's tashmish is now kavua for mitzvah. So any use that is outside of mitzvah is a bizui. But since I still have bailus on it, I can be koveya its use. I can be koveya that this is a use l'shem mitzvah. In other words, if I'm the baal, can be koveya. Only the baal can be koveya, can be mitzdarif, the maisios together to say that they have a character of mitzvah. Take the kinsa to go from the nair to the kinsa to the next nair. He has to be able to say that it's really my entity, but the mitzvah is a limitation on what I can do with it. You understand? But as long as what I'm doing with it is l'shem mitzvah, that's not under the restriction of the tashmish. That's in line with the tashmish. It's like I would say to you. It's like if I would say to you. I'm going to give you a car, and you can. I'll give you a cell phone. Parent tells the child, "I'll give you a cell phone. You can only use it for emergencies. Only make emergency phone calls on it." Right. So it's their phone, but there's a limitation on the types of uses you can have on it. Okay. But it means to say that that there's certain areas of tash, certain realms of tashmish, that it's kavua for. You can't violate those uses. That's part of the conditions of having it. As opposed to saying that it's like a different bailus already. It's a different bailus. And unless the maisa itself is part of that bailus, it's a violation of it. Yeah.
What do you mean by different bailus?
I mean to say, it's like you don't own this. It's not, you know, it's when the mitzvah is chal, when the shame mitzvah is chal on your shemen, when the shame mitzvah is chal on your shemen, is it now that your entity of shemen is kavua for tashmishei mitzvah? Since the mitzvah is done with it, it must be. It has removed the mundane tash. It has removed all the other tashmishim from this. Before you were kovei et l'shem mitzvah, you could do anything with it, right? Once you kovei et l'shem mitzvah, to use it for other things would be a violation of the kedusha of tashmishim mitzvah. In other words, it would be saying that the violation really is that you can't equate Tashmishei Chol and Tashmishei Kodesh. So, this is Kavua. Once I use it for mitzvah, right, now I can't use it for ordinary things. Why? Because since its use was designated L'shem Mitzvah, to use it for anything else would be to say that the use of the mitzvah and the use of other things are equated. Okay? But it's like a limitation on my use. It's still my object, and I still have the ability to decide how it's used. I still have control over its uses. Right? But once I entered it into a certain type of a tashmish, I can't remove it from that type of a tashmish. That would be a bizui mitzvah to remove it. It's like going from it's like moridin. It's like you can't go lower. Once you made tefillin, you can make it into you can't take a Torah and make it into a mezuzah. Right.
Given this idea
that there's almost as if there's a new bias going on. Oh, okay, that's the other side. So the other side is to say that once you kovei at l'shem mitzvah, it's not one of your nechasim anymore. You don't have control over its tashmish.
That's not kedusha. And that sounds exactly like if I were to be heifer.
No, because kedusha can't even be a nene. It's nothing to do with being nene. It's just you're not a baal over its. You can't make choices over how its uses are going to be. If I'm still the baal, then I'm just saying that it's a limitation on its tashmish. But if the Shem Mitzvah is like a new bailus of mitzvah, then unless the Maisa is expressing mitzvah itself, it would be a violation of that bailus. Now, there's three things. There's the tashmish of a thing, there's its bailus, and then there's its substance. There are three. I can lend you something. What does it mean when I lend you something? It means I'm giving the tashmish over to you. I'm still the baal on it. I still am the baal on the object. But I'm giving all the tashmish to you. For a certain amount of time. you can't sell it because you're not the Baal. But the Tashmish I'm giving to you, right? You can, there's two ideas. There's a things Bailus and then there's a things Tashmish. Okay? And then there's another thing, is the substance of the thing itself. That's the physical thing. Tashmish and Bailus are still conceptual, realms.
How is Tashmish different than substance? What substance?
Tashmish means what you use it for.
Right.
Substance is the thing itself.
Don't I have to give you the substance in order for you to be able to use it?
I'm not really giving you anything is a conceptual idea. That's conceptual. I'm not giving you the substance. Substance is a substance. We have certain ideas of bilus over substance. And from that generates certain rights of Tashmish. Right? But there's a thing's uses and then there's a thing's bilus. There's the ownership of the thing. Okay? So I'm saying, like, I'm trying to say it like this. I mean, tell me if it works out. See, I'm sure myself, but it would seem to be that if you're going to say that the shame of mitzvah is a qualification of its tashmish, right? Now its uses are uses for mitzvah. So as long as my das is l'shem mitzvah, as long as it's necessary l'shem mitzvah, right? So then its use is is still a tashmish of mitzvah. Okay? But if it's a different bailus, then my plan that in two steps is going to result from the mitzvah is not Oleh, because I'm not the one, I'm not the Baal of this thing. It has to be that in fact, if it wasn't in fact used for mitzvah, then it would be a violation. Because there's no mitzaref. There's not a mitzaref. If it's still my tashmishim, so I can be mitzaref and say that from the ner to the kinsa to the second ner is one realm of is an inyan of tashmish. And the only thing is, I can't take this out of that realm of tashmish. But if it's not my thing, if it's the thing is shel mitzvah, then unless it's used for mitzvah, it's a break of its bilus. Maybe that's not the best way to put it. I still see something a little sticky there, right?
I'm a little confused.
Let me give you maybe an example. Will help or not? Let's see. Let's say I say to you, let's say you work for a company, right? And the company has a company car. So I say, okay, the company car is available for all company business, right? So now let's say I need to get to and from work. Is that a legitimate use for the company car? Say no. Because getting to work or from work is not company business. That's not the business. It's necessary to get to do business, but that's not the actual work of the company. Delivering messages or delivering goods is. Okay? Well, let's say your parents say, I'm going to give you a car to use for work. Right? So that means to say that as long as the use is in your realm of work, it's legitimate use. Now, you know what I'm saying? That if the entity is, now is the matir for using somebody else's thing, has to be that it's serving the other, that maisa is of that other thing.
So in both cases, you have a limited tashmish. What is determining, in our case, what is determining why you should have this tashmish or not have this tashmish? Is it using the kinsa? Like, I don't understand what's determining.
So I'm saying, so if the kinsa, if the nair, is now a limitation, if the mitzvah is now a limitation of the uses of the nair, yesterday the nair could be used for anything. Today, its uses are designated for mitzvah.
Right?
Right.
So then any tashmish that is on mitzvah should be able to use.
Correct. So then you could do the kinsa.
Right.
But if you're going to say now the nair is a nair shel mitzvah, right, that it's like it has a separate bialis, that mitzvah is like a separate bialis, right? So then, unless the maisa is serving the bialis of the nair itself, it's an extraneous maisa.
But isn't it serving it?
Isn't how?
Because it's being used to...
That's really saving you work. That's saving you the trouble of getting another candle. I mean, let's be honest here. It's not like there's no way to light this other thing. You can find another source of fire. You just don't want to have to go and find another source of fire to light the second nair. So you use the first nair. It's not an impossibility, right?
Well, can you just explain why in this case is that tashmish removed? You do not have that tashmish.
Because you don't have any tashmish in that case. You don't have any rights of tashmish in that case. Not that you have rights of tashmish in that case. You have no rights of tashmish. The only thing is that the only thing is that a maisa that is of the very same bialis is not considered your tashmish at all. Now, the difference between saying it's a tashmish, it's official business, it's tashmish of the mitzvah, right? Or saying it's your tashmish that partakes of mitzvah. It's your tashmish. That was, I can have, of my tashmish, I can have a lot of things that are considered being involved in mitzvah. Right? That aren't official ma'aseh mitzvah. Right? But that's only if I have a right to use it for my tashmish. Now, the first thing you have to do, first question is, do I have a right to use it for my tashmish? So if I say yes, but it's limited to your tashmishe mitzvah, right, then the kinsa is good. But if I say no, you have no right to use it for your tashmish at all. It's only for its tashmish you can use it. Right? Now lighting the nair, lighting the kinsa is not its tashmish.
What is its tashmish?
Lighting another mitzvah, lighting another nair. You know what I mean? Be like guy takes the company car to do something, to go to a doctor's appointment because he says, well, I need to be healthy in order to work. I need to go to lunch in order to work later. Those are your activities that are necessary for you to be involved in the work. And those aren't activities of the work. Those not activities of the Baal. You know what I'm saying? You're not serving. It's not a maisa. It's not a tashmish of the company. You're having lunch. It's one of your tashmishim that are in line with your employment. You understand? But it's your tashmish. It's not the company's tashmish.
What? Real quick again. Also, what takes it out of your bylaws that it's not even your tashmish?
That's the question. Is when you say that the ner now becomes shel mitzvah, right? What sense do you mean it's shel mitzvah? Do you mean to say it's still your shemen and it's still your wick, but it now has a designation? It now has a designation of your tashmishim have been limited to mitzvah now. Since you used it for mitzvah, you must continue using it for mitzvah. It's like a limitation on your tashmish, right? Or does it mean to say no? Now it's considered like a new entity. It's shell mitzvah. It's like a new entity that your bialis is removed, and now there's a new bialis of mitzvah.
I don't even get that stuff. Like, how can your bialis be removed?
Because you gave it to mitzvah.
Would you say the same thing
for you? Like,
all these things are the same. You can't now choose.
Money, like, don't you own it? Like,
no, you really don't. I mean, you can't sell the Hanukkah candle while it's going. I mean.
So once you
use the
I don't understand. You do still have bialis. It's just that halacha restricts your.
Well, that would seem to me the question. I mean, that's what Shmuel holds. Shmuel says that mitzvah doesn't come into the realm of bialis. Mitzvah comes into the realm of tashmish. That beforehand you had unlimited use of this nair. Once you decided to use it for mitzvah, then you can't change that. But it's just a limitation on the other tashmish that you had. As long as I'm still using it l'shem mitzvah, that's not a violation of the restriction on my tashmish. The other side is saying no, it's like a new thing. Look, if you take cloth and dio and gidin and you make a sefer Torah, right? It's not far fetched to say that this sefer Torah is a new entity.
I mean, even in the other case, even according to Shmuel, you can't just sell it, but you don't. You're not saying that you lose your bialis over it. Like, I don't.
I'm not saying whether it's really a question of dini mominus. But I'm saying that that's the that there's an idea
that loss is what's restricting you more. But that's you're calling it dini mominus.
I'm giving bialis. That's the way it would be. It would be like you're makne it to mitzvah. Like I sold it to the mitzvah. I sold it to the mitzvah. It's not my bialis anymore. Why don't I have rights over it anymore? Well, the question is, I made the mitzvah. Why can't I back out of it? I decided to make it for mitzvah. Why can't I back out of it? Why can't I change my mind and decide to cook an egg on it? Right? So one way is to say, because you restricted your tashmish, and to take it back would be a bizoy, right?
Like
The other side to say is, it's more than just that you restricted your tashmish, but it's like you were makdashit almost to mitzvah, and like you makdash an animal. To the reshus of the Beder Kavayis. It's like a reshus mitzvah. Like mitzvah has its own reshus, and now there are rules. There's a realm of the reshus of mitzvah. It's like a different entity already. Yeah.
understand both of them have a certain tashmish, and they're both restricted in a certain sense. One is just more restricted than the other. But I still get why one should be more restricted than the other. I understand what you're saying, that one is restricted more than the other. Like, what? I just still don't get why that should be, because you don't have the bilus. I don't see how it falls through.
Oh, well, that's what I was saying before. That if it's an idea of the bilus, right, then I don't have any rights of tashmish on somebody else's bilus. Right?
Right.
I don't have any rights of tashmish on somebody else's bilus. Right? It's only mutter if it's considered that person's tashmish. Right? So, even though it's something that I need to do to that's going to eventually come down to his benefit, that's not considered his tashmish. It's still considered your tashmish that's beneficial to him. But it's not his tashmish. It's only his tashmish if it's directly related to him. You know what I mean?
Exclusively.
Exclusively. So that would only be Miner Lener. Because like the Kinsa would be something that I'm doing in order to facilitate mitzvah. But it would be my tashmish that's in the realm of mitzvah. Wouldn't be the mitzvah's tashmish. Wouldn't be a tashmish. Wouldn't be minha mitzvah. It'd have to be that his, that in other words, it'd have to be, in order to be his tashmish, the object would have to be minha mitzvah. That's what Rashi says. It's not minha mitzvah. If it's not minha mitzvah, then the object is my thing. That's my tashmish. Now my tashmish could be in the realm of mitzvah, but that would be dependent on whether the ner is considered, whether the ner shel mitzvah is considered that the tashmishim are restricted, or that it's like a different, it's in the reshus of mitzvah. It's like I transferred the bilus to a conceptual bilus of mitzvah. I mean, I'm trying to show more why the difference between the Maisa and the Tashmish. I'm saying that the Tashmishe mitzvah is good if it's still an entity of Tashmish, but its types of Tashmish are only are limited. It's only Tashmishe mitzvah mutter. That means to say, that really is in my reshus. But now I have a limitation on the types of uses I can put on it. I can do with it. Right? But if you say that the ner mitzvah is like a separate reshus now, so then my plans of using it for mitzvah eventually are not ola in terms of the ner. It's only going to be if it's directly a Maisa, Tashmish and Mitzvah. Right? So, in other words, you say that's the question of Bizoy Mitzvah. How far does Bizoy Mitzvah go? Is it relating to it as one of your... Is it in terms of relating to it as an entity of your Tashmish? That I can still do what I want with it? right? I mean, not recognizing the, you know, is how far does bizoy mitzvah go? Is it a bizoy only to say that, to not recognize the tashmish of kedusha and to say that I still consider it like a regular object, right? Like cooking an egg on it. But as long as I recognize the tashmish of mitzvah, that's not a bizoy mitzvah. Or is it a bizoy mitzvah even to try to retain, to act like you retain some bilus over the thing? In other words, how far is bizoy mitzvah? When I'm giving this to mitzvah, how far does bizoy mitzvah go? Do I have to view it? Is it enough just to say I recognize the tashmish of mitzvah is the choshev tashmish, and I rescind my tashmishim from it? Or do I have to even go so far as to say it's like I'm giving up complete bilus on the thing? I don't even want to relate to this. The idea of mitzvah is so choshev to me, I don't even view it as my object anymore. I'm not saying whether this is a reality. I'm not saying it's a question of halachic of mominous reality. It's a question of how far does your view of the importance of mitzvah translate into the into how you relate to it. Yeah.
Are you saying this is a halacha in bizui mitzvah or in chavetzos shel mitzvah in general, and then that's going to take effect in bizui mitzvah?
Bizui mitzvah. I'm saying it's halacha in bizui mitzvah.
So it seems to me that what you were presenting before is this is the how does when something becomes a chavetzos shel mitzvah, how does that work?
Yeah, I'm sort of changing it. You're right.
I mean,
the reason why I'm doing that though is because I think that now there are two ways you can give something up. You can give up your tashmish on it, or you can give it up completely. And I'm trying to show before that how those two ways would result in how you treat it. Now, as if I really gave it up completely, I couldn't use it at all, even for my tashmish or mitzvah. I only gave up its tashmish. I could its tashmish, my tashmish of it. I can still use it for mitzvah. I don't think that's the question of what in reality happens, but the question of how do you have to treat it.
So, just conceptually, when something comes,
you have to treat it in line with the idea of giving up the bilus, or treating it in line only with the idea of removing your tashmish from it.
But that seems to be a question about Chavetzos Shel Mitzvah, meaning that when something becomes a Chavetzos Shel Mitzvah, what's the mechanism there, and that's going to affect...
I don't think so.
When something does become a Chavetzos Shel Mitzvah, what does happen conceptually? Do you give up your, you know, quote-unquote bias on it, or...
No, I don't think you really do. But it's a question of Bizei Mitzvah is a question of Shelo Yei Mitzvahs Bezuyos Olav. In other words, how do you have to behave towards it? How do you have to behave towards it? And that's going to, there are two different ways you can behave. As if, when you designate it l'shem mitzvah, so then, there are two different ways you can treat that dedication. And that's going to reflect on how you view the mitzvah. In other words, I'm not really willing to give it up bilus over this thing. I'm happy to use my things for mitzvah, but I'm not going to give up bilus on it. That's less of a statement. Say I'm like I'm giving it up. It's like I'm makdish it to the mikdash. That's a greater statement. To say that I view the guf hadovar as endowed with kedusha, that's an even further a statement. But these are all questions of what your attitude towards the reality of mitzvah has to be. Those, how far does your attitude towards the reality of mitzvah go? Have to go. In other words, I can't do the Maisa mitzvah with my foot, because that would be saying that the whole Asiyas mitzvah is just something I don't like to do. Right? But this is a different angle. This is a question of how much Chavivas mitzvah do I have to express? And that's gonna play out in the negative of what ideas of bailus am I still allowed to exhibit over the thing. And those are the three levels. I don't think that when Rav says akushi mitzvah, I don't think he holds that the substance of the mitzvah becomes like kedushas hamikdash. But to engage that substance is like saying that in my mind, I don't view it that way. Maybe that sounds crazy.
No. So it's not like when the Shem Mitzvah is Chal on this thing, then like it in reality actually removes your bilis. It's
That's
just
right.
That there's certain dinim in a mitzvah, and that places certain restrictions on you, but it's not actually
correct.
In this Chafsa Shal Mitzvah.
That's correct. That's Mustava to me. That's not a question over here of the reality of a Chalos of Kedusha on the mitzvah.
Like, you're just using those terms to describe what you mean by bizo. You
Correct.
Don't actually mean that those things are taking place, that those changes are taking place in the actual chafzah itself, and then that's why you're relating to it differently.
Right.
It's that they're changing place in you because of the dinim of bizo.
That's right. It would be like,
specific question we're talking about, but I thought that this thing of this idea of bizoy mitzvah was only in a special case of like when you do from the nair to the kisim to the next nair, right? So in this case where you're not using that nair, you're not koveya for like a different, like you're reading with it or something,
right?
Like that, but it's just a case where it's like you don't really know what this like action is, right? But it seems from what you're saying, I think that bizoy mitzvah is also applied. There's no difference from a case where ner from kinsa to ner than ner to another tashmish.
Well, that depends on that's machlokas Rav and Shmuel. I'm not identifying the sheet per se, but that's machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Depends. That depends on how you view it. Now, as if it's a limitation on your tashmish, I disagree with one thing you said. You said it's not clear what you're using it for. That doesn't matter. As long as I have kavana that I'm using it for mitzvah, that's enough.
Okay,
but that's if I don't have to give up my tashmish of the thing completely. I'm just saying that the tashmish of mitzvah takes precedence over my tashmish. Right? So as long as I'm mevatel my tashmish to the tashmish of mitzvah. So as long as everything I do with it is l'shem mitzvah, it's not considered that I'm retaining my personal tashmish over the thing. That would be Shmuel. Rav would say, no, that's not enough. That once you do a mitzvah with it, to even express bailus over the thing is a violation of the chashivas of the mitzvah. In other words, if I still treat it like my thing, that's still like a mitzvah bezuyas olav. I'm still maintaining it's some equation between it and other things I have. In other words, what's odd about what I'm saying is that it's a fiction. I'm saying it's a fiction, right? But it's a fiction because of a certain attitude that you have to cultivate towards mitzvah. Like Zekei Livan Veil. I mean, Zekei Livan Veil means you have to have an attitude of Chavivas HaMitzvah. You have to do things to foster a certain excitement about mitzvah. You can't eat Erev Pesach so that you're excited to have the matzah. You buy a nice esrog so that you feel happy to have an esrog. I mean, that's really the idea. A hiddur mitzvah means to say that everybody enjoys when their personal things are beautiful. So how can you not? You should transfer that feeling of joy and pride onto ideas of mitzvah. Right? It's like halacha. Beis HaKnesses has to be on the highest spot. Has to be the biggest, the most luxurious. Has to be the nicest building that exists in the town. Can't be mansions and then a little shul. This guy's supposed to be the opposite. It's supposed to be the shul. It's supposed to be the most. Why? Because people do have this feeling of pride and satisfaction in beautiful things. So you can't say, you can't live in a beautiful house and then daven in a crummy shul. Because if you're a total philosopher and you just don't care about beauty, that's one thing. But here you say, no, I do love beauty, but I don't care about it for mitzvah. That's a lack in your attitude towards mitzvah.
What's the example of the perfection, though? Is it that you're going to have more kavana when you're involved in mitzvah? So that's why. Is that
the perfection is that all of your soul should be towards avodas Hashem.
Or it's like a motivating tool. Is that like?
No, it's that you're not a conflicted person. It's that your whole being is. You have this idea of valuing beauty. That should not be expressed somewhere else and left out of your attitude towards reality of mitzvah and Torah. That would be a lack in b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha. I mean, that would be a lack in that. It'd be part of your lave that is not towards the reality of Torah.
What do you say for, like, I'm just trying to understand, but like, what do you say for the necessary completion of the mitzvah? You don't really need all that stuff.
Absolutely. For the necessary completion of the mitzvah, you can kick dirt with your foot.
Right.
Right. So, you can do shechita with your foot, really. Right. But, you can do shechita with your foot, too. Then that doesn't mean you're allowed to do kisa with your foot.
So you're not saying it's kind of like helping you be motivated towards mitzvah? That's not the idea. You're saying that's not really the idea? You're saying it's...
I don't want to say... you're minimizing it. Anything you say of yours is minimizing it. You are a person. You have a lot of things going on in you. All of those things should be in unison towards one reality. That's all you need to say. You want to say what happens if it's not that way? All right, we can work out things that are going to happen if it's not that way. But that's just denying the reality. The fact that you can say it's not that way is just a fact that you're denying a certain part of the reality. That's why people say, like, that's why it's like a pseudo philosophy to say, like people say, well, what's the difference in how I'm dressed when I daven? It's not important. So, in reality, it's not important how you look. That's not real. Well, why, if I'm standing before Hashem, why should I care how I'm dressed? Right? Yeah, but if that person cares how he's dressed when he goes to see people, it shows you that there is a part of his soul that he does hold that that's some sort of a thing. So now to not use it in his avodas Hashem is saying avodas Hashem is somewhat less than avodas Adam. Not that there's a reality, not that Hashem needs you to be dressed, but it means you're compartmentalizing yourself, and you're giving expression to an emotion over here by some, and that shows it's a real part of you, and you're not utilizing that part of yourself towards avodas Hashem. And what's going to happen is. You do, what's going to happen is there's going to be a certain part of you that's going to look at mitzvah in a lesser way than other activities. If the guy was a complete philosopher, that'd be another question. But people who, that's not the, like the, didn't I say, like the Ram, in the Ram says, where is it? In, I can't remember where it was, somewhere in, by, I think it's by the Mikdash. He has all his love. Everything you do, if you have an ani, if an ani comes for food, you should give him your best. Everything you do for mitzvah should be of your best. An ani comes for food, you should give him your best food. Comes for clothing, you should give him nice clothing. It's based on the korbanos have to be from the best animals. There's three things. There's a Baal Mom, there's Pasul. But then even after a Baal Mom, you're supposed to bring the Muvchar. So, right? That's like, what is it? I mean, you wouldn't bring it to an important person. Now, it's true, you could say, yeah, because he's not perfected and he would look at it. But the fact of the matter is, there is a trend in man that he wants to bring the best to someone that he really cares about. Whether it's based on the reality or not, that is a part of your being. And to maintain it in one area and drop it in the Avodas Hashem creates a certain degradation to your Avodas Hashem. Even in your own mind, it does. So that's the question over here, though. These are all ideas of Shloyei Mitzvos Bezuyos Olav. It's not a real. If I cover the dirt with, if I cover the blow with my foot, I always go to the mitzvah 100%.
Uses so to speak, the negative side of the coin of
exactly. That's right. And that's why, like John was asking yesterday, where does all this come from? It comes from an extension of that. As if it was a reality of mominess and all these things, it would seem that you'd need psukim to prove these things. How do you know from Kisei Adam that the Ner becomes kadosh? You know what I'm saying? That the Ner is not your bios anymore. Because of Kisei Adam, I see that but it's a question of the extension of that idea. Everybody agrees in terms of the Maisa Mitzvah. But now, in terms of the entity, it's a very different question, because the entity can take it down very far. It's very hard to, it's hard to fix the point of the entity that's the proper way to perceive it. The mice is only one way. You have to do it b'derech kavod. But now that I have a chefta shel mitzvah, how do I have to treat that? Well, it's like if somebody got a letter from the president. I mean, whatever it is. Someone very chashuv, they got a letter from him. So they would frame it, put it on the wall, and then nobody would be allowed to touch it. Don't even touch it. Why? Because they want to completely separate it from their personal belongings and make it like an object of Kedusha. Because it's so important to them. Right?
I think my question was,
maybe not this president, but yeah.
Why does this case of like from there to the kinsa to there express bizui mitzvah any better than a regular case?
There to kinsa to there. Right.
Better than a case of just there that you're using the there for any other tashmish and not going
it
back.
It doesn't. Everybody agrees using the there for another tashmish is the greatest bizui.
Okay.
Everybody agrees to that. Question though is that, but that's because it's your personal tashmish. The final cause of that is your personal tashmish, right? But here, the final cause of the kinsa to the ner is really the mitzvah. Final cause means the ultimate reason you're doing it, right? So I could say I'm still viewing it as an entity of Tashu of Mitzvah. That's not a violation of that. That's what Shmuel holds. Yeah. Okay. I think it's pretty good.
You say there's like another example, like the value of a coin, the value of money, can either be based on what the thing is physically.
Purchase
like
power.
No. At one point, it used to actually be based on the fact that it was made of silver. So
right.
The value was silver.
Right.
Just to confirm, like a fiat or a.
Yeah. Or no, that it actually, the later it wasn't made of silver, but that we based its value, that we agreed.
Sorry, no.
We agreed upon a certain thing that should be based on a value that we determined, but not based on intrinsically what it is, based on an external, extraneous consideration.
You mean to say that it's a convention that you just we agree that this will have this much? I never understood paper money to begin with, so I don't know if it's a good example for me.
No,
I need an example for.
I think it's supposed to be back. It's supposed to be back. Like theoretically, it's supposed to be back.
I understand.
Gold,
I understand.
Right?
It is back.
No, no, it's not back.
Coin
gold.
Money, coin
money
gold was actually made.
It
coin money,
used to be,
coin money was made of silver, so its value is based on that this is silver. It has a certain value.
Right. 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 Right.
But then we actually we took the silver out and we based it on a certain convention that we agree that its value is a certain thing. This coin represents a certain purchasing power.
Used to be
it's not based on intrinsically what the thing is. There's no.
Well, I don't. I still don't understand that exactly.
Buy gold.
That
was part of money. Representation of gold, essentially.
So it's worthless.
Yeah.
No, it is taken on a worth intrinsic.
Representative value.
No, but the only thing I was saying is that you treat certain things with more. Respect than they necessarily have because of the way you feel that they should be treated, the way you feel it should be.
No, I was talking about your svara, not in terms of the thing.
My svara is like you like silver that took the silver out?
No, in other words, that it's not it's not actual mummus. It's not that there's an actual change in this thing. That now it actually removed your mummus because there's the. Shei Mitzvah was called in this entity. It's an extraneous thing. But it's not that there's an actual change in this entity. And that there's something in this that now you have to relate to in that way. This sucked the bilis, took the bilis from you. It's an extraneous thing in a bezoid, but it makes you relate to it as such.
So we relate to the coinage in a certain way.
It has 25 cents, even though there's not actually 25 cents worth of silver in there. There's far less. But there's an extraneous thing, just convention.
There's your mass conspiracy.
Whatever.
Okay. Okay, so you want to try the Rashba again? One more time? Try to stop this Rashba? So he's like this. V'hilchsa commander Omar osur l'shtam ish Torah. So that's how he holds. Like Tosas. Well, that's the psak. Osur l'shtam ish Torah. So how does he, what was his svara again? His svara was bizoy. That's the question of bizoy. Not like Rashi or the Rush. V'ha'daha ki osur rabin nami Omar mishmed Rabbi Yochanan v'kibla b'minei Abayi v'om le'izah k'ay kabaltei me'ikar. So you see Abayi accepted it. The Rav Nami, the Hava Basra, Hachi Sfirle, Kedemuch B'Samach. Ah, this is the important part. He says, and Rava also, who was later, he also held from Asur L'Shtamish La'ora. How do you know Rava held from Asur L'Shtamish La'ora? Because he says, Tzorach Ne'er Acheres L'Shtamish La'ora. So since Rava says he needs another Ne'er to be Mishtamish with, it must be because it's Asur L'Shtamish La'ora Ne'er. That's why Rava would say you need another Nair. Because if he held that it's only a bizoy in the Kuf HaDavar, so what do you need another Nair for? What do you need another Nair for? But since there's a bizoy in the Mishtamish with the Or, apparently, I mean, according to what he's saying, it would seem that as long as there's another Nair there, as you're still getting twice the light, or however much light you're getting, you're still getting extra light from the Nair Chanukah, even though you put another Nair there, right? But in terms of bizoy, it wouldn't be a bizoy as long as there's another Nair there.
He's not saying, like the Balamor, that's a question of Pearson? That
no, he argues with Balamor. It says, V'haraz zal kosev da'i afilu man da'omar mutilish damish la'ora. As the Balamor says that you can't bring a raya. He's trying to bring a raya from Rava, that Rava held asilish damish la'ora. And since Rava said you need to put another candle there, it must be also Shamish Laura, right? I'm just saying that you see, though, how does a candle solve the problem of also Shamish Laura, right?
It's a hacker that you're not using it for your.
That's right. It's not. It takes away the mice of Bizoy because there's another entity there. Know what I'm saying? I'm wondering about this. I'm saying if you said, let's say you hold it was Kedusha. Would another, I mean, be like a Zevzegah? I mean, just because there's another Nair there, doesn't negate the extra light that the other candles are giving. But the Chanukah candle is still giving.
Wasn't the whole thing
right?
A hacker?
I thought it was a hacker for
a person.
Yeah,
it was
Muchan. No, he's saying it's Asul Ishtar. It's because of Asul Ishtar Mishlora. Right. Because of Bizei Mitzvah.
But when he presents the Baal Mor's point, isn't he saying that since it's Asul Ishtar Mishlora, if you hold Mutal Ishtar Mishlora, then nobody will think that, even if you're using it, nobody will think that because of that you are Madlik it. But if people see you.
One second. He's saying that Rava holds Asul Ishtar Mishlora, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does he know that?
Because if you hold Mutal Ishtar Mishlora, that doesn't make any sense that you should put Nera Charis there.
Right, there's no reason to put Nera Charis there. But it also means that putting a Nera Cheres is matir, the Tashmish, in this room. Now, if, according to Rava, if you didn't have the Nair, you couldn't sit in the room and read, because you'd be Mishtamish with the Or Nair. Right? You'd be Mishtamish with the Or of Chanukah Gale. Right? So another Nair now lets you sit down and read in that room. Right? Otherwise, why would you do it?
Even with it, you couldn't.
Hold on, right? No, Mishdamish Laora, he says.
Yeah,
it wasn't.
I mean, you could say he means it to be that you have to.
Obviously, you're going to use it, because then.
I mean, I know it's my question. Like when Rava says put that other Nair there, Mishdamish Laora, I'm asking somewhat of a factual question. Does it mean now that even though, let's say it's the first night and I'm just doing one Nair Chanukah. So now I have twice as much light, right? Now I have a Nair Cheres, so I have two lights, right? So what does it mean? No, I have my Nair Chanukah in one part, and I have my Nair Petashim in another part, and I'm totally using the Nair Cheres.
According to Rashi, I'm just a hacker.
I'm not learning according to Rashi, I'm according to the Rashba.
But doesn't it mean, like, when you say Nair Acher, it means it has to be in relation to the Nair that's already there? Because if it's in a different part of the room, there's no relation to the actual Nair. So why is it a Nair Acher? It's just a different thing. It's like if you, it's like being in a different room, you know?
Okay. Maybe. Like, I can put my back to one Nair, not to the other Nair. I'm wondering if you're gonna hold Osir L'Shtamish La'ora in terms of the Bizei Mitzvah. So maybe I'll say that it's not an Isser that I actually got some benefit from the candle, but it's that I'm using it as a source of light primarily. As long as I have another Nair there, it doesn't matter that it's gonna be Mosif Or. As long as I have another Nair there, just the fact that it's Mosif Or is not going to be Bizoy. It's only Bizoy if I have it there as my source of light. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That was the Mosif Or. It's not clear. I'm just saying. You look at the Mishnah, you look at the Mechaber, he sounds like that's what he holds. He sounds like he holds, as long as you have one Nair there, then the Tashmish of all the Nairs is Mutter. But anyway, so he says, but the Baal HaMor held, you can't prove it from Rava. Because maybe Rava held that what? That Mutter L'Shtamish La'ora. But he still holds that you need a Nair Acheres. Why? Not for the Tashmish of the Or, but he says, Ileka Nair Acheres, HaRoa Omer L'Tzorko Hu D'Adlako. It's a problem of the Roa, that it's not going to look like a Nair Chanukah at all. Right now, even though it's mutlish damish la'ora, even though it's really mutlish damish la'ora, but what? But Rav had a different halacha that you need a nair acheres in the room, otherwise it looks like you lit it for Pearson. So then, in other words, once you have the other candle in the room, you can go directly up to the nair chanukah. It's not a problem. To use that as your main source of light. Right? He says, "Ainu mechuber v'ainai klum." He doesn't like this idea at all. Sounds like a good idea. He says, "Da avade man da omer mutl l'shtamish la'ora kol tashmish k'omer." Okay. Va'amai nichush l'nichnasim v'yotzim da omri letzorko hu da adlikos. So what's his kasha? He's saying that definitely, if you hold that mutl l'shtamish la'ora, that means they don't agree with this idea of Bizoi, right? So then, what does he mean? Say all Tashmish is Mutter. So why should I care about a guy? And it's funny who he's talking about, the Nichnosim V'yotzim. The Omri Litzarko Hudadlegra.
As opposed to just like
bypasses. Some of these people, yeah, it's not something about bypasses. I don't know what it means, I mean.
It's just possible that that's people who practically would be
seeing what's going on. Yeah, correct, that's true. Yeah, so what do you say? So what's his kasha? What's kasha? He doesn't hold from this whole idea of a hacker. Yeah.
We didn't get what it meant when he said, like, why he's emphasizing that it's
like
Kol Tashmish.
Yeah, okay, good.
But we thought maybe, like, the idea, the day behind the question is that if people know that you can use it for whatever you want, that it's Mutter for Tashmish,
right,
then when they see the guy using it for something else, they won't say he lit it for that. They'll say he lit it for Hanukkah, but it's Mutter to use it, so he's using it for something else also.
Right. No, he's saying it's only going to be... You think you're only going to be, you only need the hacker if it's mutlish damish, then there's no reason why it shouldn't be viewed as a nechanga. You only need the hacker if you hold tzuslish damish, Torah. Because then using it is contrary to the din of nechanga.
But
if it's mutlish damish, Torah, so then you got...
Didn't we say also before, though, that a normal light did look like a regular light? So then, I mean, it really might not achieve Pearson if you just thought that it was a regular light. If the passerby just thought it was a regular light, then that's not... Then you don't get any Pearson. So...
Then you don't get any Pearson.
Like, how does he know you're using it for both? It's true you're using it for both paths. You know that. Maybe it is just the Neret Tashmish.
See, but it's an interesting thing. Look at this Lashon again. Is he saying that the Nechnasim and the Yotzim are not going to think that you lit it for yourself? He seems to say, who cares what they think? I mean, I hear what you're saying. You could say, why should we worry that somebody's going to say that? Because nobody would say that if they know this. And say, how do you read that? Good question. Vamai Nicholson, if you're going to say that it's mutter, why should you ever think that somebody's going to say that? That's one way to read it. Or...
People will say it, but we don't care.
But why should we care?
Why would the caring be...
Why should the caring be totally on the mutter l'shamish, right? That's a good question.
I mean, if you do hold mutter l'shamish, why should you care? That's your shita.
That's one way to read it. That if you hold mutter l'shamish... So why should you care about a guy who thinks you lit it for your own purpose? Right? But I think you're right. I think what he's saying is like this, because then you're going to say that the Ner Chanukah is not... No, it's still going to be a piersim as long as it's... if you're going to say the Ner Chanukah is even a Ner that's Mutlish Tamish La'ora, right? So then even if a guy comes in and thinks that you're using it... What's the difference? You still lit your Ner Chanukah, and there's still a Roa.
So you are saying, Amai Nechush, why should we, even though he's going to think that, why should we care?
Not sure. But I think it's the same thing you're saying. That was because if it's Mutter, if it's Aslish Damish Le'ora, then what? Then he's gonna lack in the roa of a Ner Chanukah.
I mean, you're saying in the end it's gonna be consistent with what Ner Chanukah is.
Right. That's right.
No matter what.
There's no halachic requirement that a guy passes by, sees your candles, and thinks of the nace.
Right.
You don't need that. That's not in your control. All you need is that you're madlik the Ner, and it's viewed as the entity. It's viewed as the entity of hadlaka. So if it's a hadlaka that is mutlish tamish la'or, and a guy walks by and sees it, who cares what he thinks? But if it's asulish tamish la'ora, right, then it's going to be a different re'iyah. He's not going to see something that you lit not for your tashmish. The only thing is, you're still not supposed to light it for your tashmish, right?
Yeah, I mean...
It's still l'shem mitzvah. It still has to be lit l'shem mitzvah.
Why can't it be both?
It can't, but you're making a bracha, so the point is there has to be... The mitzvah does have to be there. That's the point.
But this is the thing, he has a brilliant question. I mean, let's go a little further. Because he has a brilliant question over here. But it does reveal some more of the sheet to you. It says, V'od nir li, da'al kocha rava, osr l'shtamish l'or isli. Darmin l'koman omar rava, pshita li, ner beso, v'ner chanukah, ner beso adav. He wants to prove that what? That rava holds, you can't use the ner chanukah for your tashmish. Why? Because rava says, if you have a choice between a chanukah candle and a Shabbos candle, what should you do? Shabbos candle. Why? Because shalom bias is more important. V'imisa demut l'shtamish la'ora osa ner echad v'olo l'kan l'kan. V'minich ha'shulchan v'dayo. So apparently you are allowed to light up your tashmish. I mean, over there you definitely have in mind tashmish when you light it.
That's what, I mean, isn't that the primary thing?
That's the whole point. That's the whole kasha. The whole kasha is that if you really hold mut l'shtamish la'ora, you can even light it l'shem tashmish. I mean, it's a wild thing he's saying. Because he's saying, then you resolve the problem. There's no conflict of Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. Even though Ner Shabbos is essentially a Ner of Tashmish, because it's so that you don't trip or whatever, you can eat your food and, right? So it's essentially a Ner Tashmish. That's his whole definition of a Ner Shal Tashmish. But if you hold it's Mutlish Tamish La'ora, then he's saying you can even light the chan. You can light one candle, and be yotzei both. Even though when you light it, you're definitely madlik it l'shem tashmish.
Should you make both brachos on that?
Apparently, you'd make both brachos. That's not a problem, right? So you see, he really does hold that we don't care what the roah thinks, as long as if you hold it mutlish tamish la'ora, then there's nothing contrary to the definition of a Ner Chanukah and a Ner Shal Tashmish. Of course, it has to be, part of the mitzvah is that it's lit where there's a roah. But it is a strange shita. I mean, to say that you can light just a Ner Shal Tashmish as long as someone sees it, you don't see the mitzvah. I mean, it's really taking the roah, minimizing the roah, because the roah doesn't have to even know that you're doing it l'shem mitzvah.
The Balamor would argue.
The Balamor holds, right, that the roah has to be able to perceive the maisa ha-mitzvah of Ner Chanukah.
There's something distinct about this Ner.
Yeah.
He has to know something.
But that's what he holds. He holds you can get away with one candle for Shabbos and Chanukah. He says, Umino nami mashma dos l'shtamish la'ora. I'm sorry. Kederach shamu b'shas sakana minichal shulchan v'dayo. What does he mean by that? What does that have to do with this? Umino nami mashma dos l'shtamish la'ora.
Well, the case couldn't practically come up unless you had those conditions.
He's saying v'dayo, he means to say like you can minimize the... He sounds like he's saying you can change the tzura of the thing because
of it.
You're
supposed to doing it by the Pesach Abayis?
Right. That was when there's a tzorach, you can change the perfect way of doing it. So you see, if there's a shasakana, so you can't put it outside, you put it inside. So to here, if you had to do it for Shabbos, you could be yotzi on your table too. Right? Because you might say that's not a proof, because you have to have the Ner Chanukah outside,
right,
and you have to have the Shabbos candles inside. So how is it possible to have them both? So there's no, you see that there is an idea of piercing inside too. When there's a tzorach.
Right. So he's not saying it has to be if that were the case. In other words, this case could
right,
apply,
yeah,
according to
yeah,
the before.
Exactly.
Because it's a model, you see you can change things.
That's right. It's an amazing Rashba. It's an amazing rush. It's another big chiddush. Right? Saying even before, it's not like they made a takan over there. It's the type of mitzvah that's malleable, based on the tzorach.
And this is a tzorach.
And this is a tzorach.
You have one candle, and you have two knees.
That's right. Okay. Umino nami mashmid os l'shtamish lor kol tashmish rafil tashmish the mitzvah. From there, he also gets this. That's a big source now, this Shabbos thing. He goes, the Shabbos, the Kriyas Torah. So you see that since he can't use it as a Shabbos candle, he can't even use it for mitzvah. Because what are you going to do with it Friday night? Basically, you're going to have, you can have your Shabbos meal, which is a mitzvah. And you're going to read a little Torah. Do some Kriyas Torah, do Mavid, etc. Ravasi nami osif balakomen vafilu tashmish koldu sheinu nirke nene domar asul hartos moos kenegin nechanikas. Now according to him, he's got, how's he working in asul hartos moos? A funny kind of a thing, because he already has bizer mitzvah is laora, right? So why is asul hartos moos an extra thing? So he's saying it's almost like you're not a nene. Sheinu nirke nene. See, he brings the roa into bizoy. Roa becomes a big factor over here for him. The asul hartos moos kenegin echanik kolomos klomar afilu me racho kenega she'enu nira kenena mimen. Right, that's what he was saying yesterday, the other day. That he's like exactly the opposite of the mitzias of the rush. Rush holds kenega means dafka, very close. He's saying even though you're just kenega, even though you're just lined up with it, no matter how far back you are. Meaning to say that what? That it looks, it doesn't, the roa doesn't, is not necessarily going to be able to put the two together. It's not necessarily going to be put together that he's really getting enough from this candle. It's very far away from him.
Is it the roa or is it just the tzura of the activity? Meaning when you say roa, do you mean roa ner chanukah or just like
roa? No, not a roa of ner chanukah.
Okay, just like the tzura of the
thing. He seems to have an idea of bizoy,
yeah,
of a roa too.
Bizoy and roa, I don't know.
It's a good question. It's a good question because he continues with that idea, right? He continues with that idea. He says, "V'hainu de metama leshmul v'chiner kedusha yeshbo." In other words, in terms of kedusha, any amount of being a nene is a nene, even if it's very far away. Right. But in terms of bizoy, you could be a nene in a way that doesn't look like a bizoy. V'chein posak aral afasizal kedivei kulam lahachmir. He holds from all these positions. Also the shtameish, you need a nerach eres, and also the hartos. V'yafagav the aflig the fligu ravishmul ben madlikin miner lener v'ukim the pluksayu be'achushi mitzvah. That's the whole question. What's the final pesach in that gemara? But he's saying that what that they're really arguing on achushi mitzvah. U'bedikol madlik mishraga l'shraga, and the machlokus is lighting from one ner to the other. The kaimel on kishmul the shari of al bikinza lekuli alma asar mishum bizui mitzvah, right? The alma. So what do you see from this? Heicha the ika mishum bizui mitzvah bilachud, who the asar? Right. So now that we're saying that Shmuel doesn't hold from achushi mitzvah, right? He just holds from bizui, and still you can't go from with the kinza. Right? So, ha, hecha de leka mishum bizoy mitzvah, shori.
That's like ner l'ner.
That's like ner l'ner. V'hocha betashrish de mitzvah lav bizoy mitzvah ika. The lush is a little funny, right? He seems to be going back to the question of why can't you use it for the ner, for the pseudo shabbos.
Right.
Even though it took like a very long, I don't know, it sort of like lost the train of thought. You know, now he's getting back to it. Right? Right. Well, we know, because he's really going back to that first part. We know now in Mashiach, those are Samish, Lower, Kol Tashmish, Kil Tashmish, Mitzvah. Right? And then he's going, then he took the thought that Ravasi is even most of that.
Right.
It's
like a tangent.
It's a tangent. Okay, fine. So why can't, so no, now his question like this. According to the way we hold, like Shmuel, it's usher to take a kinsa, light the Ner Chanukah, light it from the Ner Chanukah, and then use it to light the next Ner. Right? That's a problem, according to Shmuel. That's Bizei Mitzvah. Right? Because you're using the Kinsa. It's not the Mina Mitzvah. But to go Mishraga L'Shraga is Mutter. From Ner to Ner is Mutter. Why? Because as long as you're doing a Mitzvah with it directly, that's not a Bizei. So why? His question is, so now why can't you light the Chanukah candles and read the Torah? I'm using it for a mitzvah. Why is it any different than lighting it directly miner l'ner? Right? That's his kasha. So the Yesh Lomar, Shtekol Shem Mishtamesh Bo Lo Mifarsimah Milsa. See, as long as you're using it and it's not Mifarsim, it's not open. The thing is not open. This is not Pirsim Anes. Right? You got a roa and you got the mefarsim, but it's not a roa and pirsim of chanukah. The roa omer letzorka hu da'ad lekor.
I thought it's pirsim of chanukah. So you're saying that if you use it for, let's say, suda, not bizui, but it is going to compromise your pure samanes, because he's going to think that you're doing it for, you lit it for that, which is okay, because it's not bizui, but...
He's saying that what? Yesham the kosher mishdamish bo lo mifarsim o milso. So what case is that? Da roa omer lit sarko hu da adlika. So what case would that be?
By the suda, let's say. Suda Shabbos.
V'hilka chafilu leka mishum bizui mitzvah kol hecha de lo mifarsim o milso osir. So what's he saying? So he's saying, let's take the case of the rice. I mean, the case of Suda Shabbos. So he's saying that what? That it's not a bizei mitzvah. What does he mean? Afilu leka mishum bizei mitzvah. Why is that? Because it's for another mitzvah. So since it's for another mitzvah, it's not a bizei mitzvah. Right? But the roa is going to say that you did it for yourself. Right? The roa is going to say that you did it for yourself. That's usher.
Which is a little funny, because he held that when it's mutter, the roa is not going to say it, because he knows that it's mutter to you. So he won't say, it's a little different, I guess. Because he said when he said it was mutter l'shtamish, he said you
so
can even light it for that purpose. Right.
We don't care about the roa.
Here it's usher, so there are uses, but we do care about the roa.
Yeah, he is modifying that from before. Right, he's saying it's not that we don't care about the roa at all now.
Well, I mean, you have to say he's addressing it because that was mutter l'shtamish. That was different shita.
Oh, you mean that was if you held mutter l'shtamish.
You held mutter l'shtamish and you don't care about the roa at all. But here you hold usher l'shtamish, but you do care about him, even in terms of things that you're allowed to do.
Good question. Now he's saying it's usher l'shtamish. Now he's saying it's usher l'shtamish, right? So usher l'shtamish means that what? That you hold from bizei mitzvah. Mutter l'shtamish means you don't hold from bizei mitzvah at all. In terms of the or. So then there's no problem at all. But then the Ner Chanukah is basically a Ner Shel Tashmish. Right. So then you don't care at all.
Right.
But now he's saying Asul Shtamesh, so it's not a Ner Shel Tashmish.
Right.
The only thing is that what? The Tashmish and Mitzvah are still Mutter.
But if the Roa sees you using it for Tashmish and Mitzvah, he's still going to say he was malik for that, and that's a problem with the Pirzim. He won't say he's allowed to use it for a mitzvah because Ner Chanukah is allowed, you know, it's allowed. He won't say that. He'll still say that he lit it for that, and it's he lit it for, you know, for that other use, and it's not a Ner Chanukah.
Right. He's going to bring the roa back now. Now he says, Asul Shtamish Lo'ora. So if you just use it, Tashmish, then you would care about the roa. And that's, now you do care about the roa. Bring the roa back. That's a good question. That's interesting. Apagav the Leka Mishim Pirsume. Did we do that part? Ochanami Ika. Right. The Hochanami, the Ika Mishim Bizayon, the Artsos Mos Me Rocho Kinegda Osa. And so to here, so saying if there's no Bizay Mitzvah,
then there could be a problem of compromising the Pearson.
Then there's a problem with Pearson.
If there's no problem.
And so to here, that what?
That's the opposite problem. That is problem.
The opposite
Bizay,
nobody's
going to
think he lit it for this.
Right.
But it's still bizui.
And like, let's say you're sitting down to read by it, so that seems to be both problems. Then people will say you're good for that, and also it's a bizui.
No, it's not a bizui if you're reading. I mean, reading a regular book.
Like a regular kavua thing, right?
Right, a regular book. But reading a Torah would not be bizui thing.
Right.
Inami yesh lomar the kol she odam mishdameish mi mitzvah zu acheres bizui mitzvah zu. The michzi. See, now he goes into a separate question. Now there's another possibility that maybe you'll say that what? They really don't care about the roa. Right? Like, why can't you eat Shabbos dinner at the Hanukkah candles? We don't care about the roa anymore. Back to not caring about the roa. Because as long as he doesn't see you using, as long as what?
What if the roa would see you using it for, let's say,
dinner,
but not for a mitzvah, for something else? Would that be a problem with the roa? Is he saying that
he
would
seem to not care about the roa at all?
He cares about the roa at all, or because the mitzvah he doesn't care about?
It's hard to say that. It's hard to
I mean, is he categorically removed, or just because in this case the roa will know that he's allowed to do this?
But then why didn't the roa know he's allowed to do the other thing? Why didn't the roa know you're allowed to have Shabbos dinner at the Hanukkah candles?
I'm saying in this. In
no, the last answer.
In the last answer. Let's answer in.
It's hard to say what this roa is going to.
So it's just a categorical removal of the roa. It's simpler, I guess.
It would seem. It's a good question. I'll just finish this one thought. So you're saying, see, here's another interesting idea. There's a different level here. That do you have to say that it's chovev, that this mitzvah is chovev to him? But nail and nair is mutter. But that's because it's all one. Now that's a separate question, saying that if you hold that what? If you hold that you're allowed to use it for mitzvah, directly for mitzvah, right? But is it a problem to use it for another mitzvah? Why? Because now you're saying that I'm making this mitzvah into a tashmish for another mitzvah. But like I'm saying, the other mitzvah is more chavav. It's a tough svar. What do you say? The michsi command lo chaviva le hach mitzvah. It's a difficult svar. I mean, difficult svar. Why? I'm not taking away. It's not like I'm soser one mitzvah for another mitzvah. Now, the thing is it like a bailus of mitzvah or of that mitzvah? How far do you? I mean, it's a kasha because I say osik mitzvah patam in a mitzvah. So you don't. We don't say one mitzvah is. You just. It's if you osik in mitzvah. Then the main thing is to, like the Ron says, the main thing is that you're osek in mitzvah. We don't choose. I mean, saying the same kind of thing over here. We don't know, but the point is, we don't. You don't say that you have to show. We don't have to. You know, we don't play favorites of mitzvahs. There's no idea like that. There's no idea that I have to say I love this mitzvah over that mitzvah. On the contrary. If you osek in mitzvah, you put them in a mitzvah. You don't say. I mean, maybe he'll say that's what it is, because to change would be like playing favorites. But that's a hard idea to say that you have to say you love this mitzvah. I mean, what's the difference? Stole mitzvah the Torah.
I mean, as a svara, just like the idea of like this tashmish of mitzvah, like I guess like, I can see the distinction between this mitzvah and general mitzvah. It's just funny the way he expresses it,
right.
Of, like the chavivos.
Right.
Like, it's the other mitzvah is just outside the realm. So relative to this, it's just like a tashmish b'chol.
Right. But that's supports the approach a little bit that we're taking. That it's a question of expressing chavivos and mitzvah. Not sure if you have an idea of chavivus of a particular mitzvah, or just chavivus of mitzvah in general. But yeah, this is his second thing is that his first answer is that what? That if you mishdamesh, that if you can say it's also mishdamesh la'ora, so then what? Then you're holding from bizei mitzvah. Then you're holding from bizei mitzvah. Ah, but bizei mitzvah doesn't apply to another mitzvah. So why can't you use it for Shabbos? So now he's going to say that this whole idea of the roa is the chiddush over here, is this answer. He's bringing him in for this answer. And the second answer, it seems like he drops him out. I'm still thinking about it. That do you say now that what? That what? It's true, it's not a bizei mitzvah, but what? No, is the roa is not going to know that it's a tashmish shel mitzvah, or what's I'm not clear about? And the roa is not going to know it's a tashmish shel mitzvah? Or are you saying...
Let's say even if he does.
Even if he does, you're still not supposed to light it for tashmish. You're still supposed to light it for the mitzvah, not for tashmish. Now, maybe that's what he's mesupik about. As according to the first way, if you see mutl ishtamish la'ora, so then it's a ner tashmish. Right? But if you say asul ishtamish la'ora, even though there's a henter tashmish of mitzvah, but does the ner have to be kavua as a ner that's not shal tashmish? It's just a henter tashmish. In other words, that's just not a violation of it. But the ner really should be a ner that's ainah shal tashmish. That is part of its thing. You know what I mean? Now it's different if you're saying that it's mutl ishtamesh for tashmish mitzvah, and saying it can be, it has a shame of tashmish al mitzvah. Really, it's also l'shtamish l'ora. It's a ner that's not a ner shel tashmish. The only thing is that what? That another tashmish shel mitzvah is not a violation of it. But it's not that it's kavua for tashmish mitzvah.
Otherwise, it's hard. I mean, would you say that as far for the second answer? That it's kavua for tashmish mitzvah? That's why you don't care about the ra'ah?
The other svar is to say that once there's a heter tashmish at all, then it's a ner shel tashmish too. Now, is it a ner? Is tashmish a mitzvah? Make it like a ner shel tashmish too. The fact that there's tashmish a mitzvah, does that now? I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I mean, the second answer is I don't care about the roa. Why? Because, well, the second answer doesn't need to get to the question of the roa. You just never get there.
You don't know.
You don't know. You only get to the roa if you remove the bizui. Right?
Sure, yeah.
Yep. All right. I think we've
exhausted this topic.
Exhausted the
sheer
something. All right.